As the market opens, the smartest buyers quickly pick the best talents available within the first few days after the official opening, leaving the late risers scrambling for whatever it is that is left to buy. Makes you wonder what kind of buyer is your team. And that is how we open the Sokola Duma Transfer Show. I am Nkululeko Ngewu. Welcome once again to another week of great transfer news. In today's show, we bring you Keegan Kruger to talk to us about international transfer stories. Masebe Qhena will be covering the local side. Pierre Du Toit with the latest on Kama Billet, and football agent AB Rasimpi on the behind the scenes stuff about player transfers.
Sokola Duma Radio.
To talk some local transfer news now, we're joined by Sokola Duma journalist, the legendary Masebe Qhena. Masebe, thank you very much for your time. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. Good to be back here.
Yeah, it's always nice to have you here. As always, you have some news for us. There's been a couple of transfers. There's something major that happened recently about Kaizer Chiefs releasing players. It was a bombshell. We'll talk about that. But before we get to that, there's something about Zungu, there's something about Brocky, there's something about Rusike. You have nice presents for us. You have nice news for us and for our listeners. Tell us about Zungu, 52 million rand rated. He's playing for Vitória Guimarães. He's in his last 12 months in his contract at Guimarães. He's wanted by a couple of clubs in Europe. Let's talk about that deal.
Yeah, we're talking about a quality player here. South African youngster in South African football terms. Who's doing very well at the moment. Having played in a cup final for his club, unfortunately. They didn't do quite well, but he scored a goal. And he's back in the national team, doing very well for Stuart Baxter's team. They beat Nigeria. So we're talking about a quality player here, and I'm not surprised that there's interest in him. Benfica, one of the big clubs in Portugal, they want him, they're interested, very good. But obviously Guimarães will want to make some money out of Zungu if they are to agree to release him.
There is a danger, of course, that if they don't do any, if there's no deal now, they may be caught up in a situation that in January he can sign a free contract or a pre-contract with any other club because it's in his last 12 months of his contract.
Yeah, sure, they are aware of that, and they will try by all means to avoid that. You must remember, before he joined them, there was a bit of ongoing discussions and all that, where Sundowns wasn't quite keen to release him.
Go,
because, because Pizzo wanted him in his team. He was very important in his team. So they end up paying money for him.
Right, and then there are a couple of sides that are interested in him as well, besides Benfica. Let's talk a little bit about that before we move on to Brocky.
Yes, there are quite a few others, like Sporting and Porto. They are expected to launch a bidding war for Zungu, and there are other clubs from Germany as well, as we reported in Sokola Duma this week. There's clubs from Spain, and he's hot property at the moment. I won't be surprised if he leaves.
And New Zealand are famous for their rugby team. The All Blacks are probably one of the best. They are the greatest rugby team in the world at the moment. But this is not about rugby, it's about football. And the New Zealander that I'm talking about is Jeremy Brocky. He has a very vicious strike rate. He plays for SuperSport United. He is wanted by Kaizer Chiefs. He's wanted by Mamelodi Sundowns. You probably know a lot about this. Can you please tell our listeners what is going on there? Why is SuperSport willing to let go of such a great striker?
Wow, Jeremy Brocky, one of my favorite players at the moment in the PSL. I'm not ashamed to say that. He plays football the way he should be played. I'm not surprised. He has done very well, scoring 34 goals since his
He joined SuperSport United.
Yeah, he's deadly. He's doing very well. Chiefs haven't been doing very well, and one of the problems in that team is that they haven't been scoring a lot of goals. They do need a player like Brocky, but if they will get him, it's another story for another day, because SuperSport the last time Sundowns inquired about him, they wanted in the region of 12 million
rand, which is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, and very few clubs will wanna pay.
Having said that, then does this mean that Caboello are in the front seat somewhere in when it comes to looking for the signing of this player, or SuperSport is not going to sell to their neighbors. What do you think? What is the story now? What is currently happening now?
Well, football is business. You can never really say that a club will not sell. It will depend on the price tag. We know Sundowns is a club that if they want a player, they do everything to get that player. Pietso Mosimane, the coach of Sundowns, if he wants a player, he tells the management that I do want this player. And I mean, we've seen with the likes of Villegas, Billiard and all the other players, if Sundowns want Brocky, he may end up at the club.
Evans Rusike replaced Tendai Ndoro in the Zimbabwe national team. He's doing really well. He's a Maritzburg United player. Mamelodi Sundowns have been continuously linked with the player. What do you know? Where does this saga stand now? We heard a little bit about it stalling, about it not moving forward. Orlando Pirates, have they been mentioned? What do we know about the story as it stands, Masebe Qhena?
Another top player. Very good, scoring goals. Maybe he's not scoring as much as he should. Still adjusting, maybe. I don't know. Maybe at a new club he can do well. Yes, both clubs you've mentioned, they're very keen on him. But there is a price tag there. The chairman of Maritzburg is looking for around, I believe, 5 million rands for him. So it won't be easy. And he's got a long-term contract, and I believe he's still in the plans at Maritzburg. But like I say, football is business.
And Maritzburg have dealt with Orlando, with Mamelodi Sundowns, with Ukwanda Mgonyama, and so on. So they are familiar with dealing with taking talented players from Maritzburg United. So Sundowns, but now we know that the move has stalled.
Yeah, the move has stalled now. But you'll never know. Maybe Maritzburg will say, okay, you want our player, we want 5 million, and we want two or three players from you guys. We know you've got a very good squad. You never know. The transfer window is going to be interesting. Let's wait and see.
And talking about things that we don't know, we'll talk about things that we already know. We know that someone has been in the 18 area for Bafana Bafana. He was in the 18 area for Celta Vigo, for Ajax Amsterdam, for FC Porto. He no longer is in the 18 area, but is in the technical bench for Cape Town City. Quickly on Benny McCarthy, signed by Cape Town City as their coach. What do you think the future holds there?
Yeah, Benny McCarthy is getting an opportunity to start his PSL coaching career at his hometown, Cape Town. I've no doubt that he'll get all the support he needs from Mr. John Comittis, a very experienced football administrator, a very experienced chairman, knowledgeable about the game. He'll get all the support. I won't be surprised if he does well, like Eric Tinkler did with them last season.
And also, lastly, before I let you go, Masebe Qhena, valuable, valuable comments from you, and I appreciate that. Kaizer Chiefs letting go of Siyanda Xolo, letting go of Kamal Dinabrau. I'm not going to mention all of the guys. Michel Katsviro. What do you make of what happened there? Were they supposed to be signed by Kaizer Chiefs in the first place? What are your thoughts generally on what has recently happened?
Well, it will be very difficult to say they were not supposed to be signed. They signed them believing that they will deliver for the club. Unfortunately, especially for a player like Siyanda Xolo, we know his quality. He has played for Sundowns, did well. He's been overseas, Russia, he did very well. I think it was just unfortunate, to be honest. And he didn't really get a chance to play. I don't know why the technical team never really gave him a chance. Maybe it's a story for another day, but I'm sure wherever he will go, he will still do well, and he will still be the Siyanda Xolo that we know.
With a lot of players getting out of Kaizer Chiefs, Bedric Mabedi was robbed in to assist Steve Compella, but that's pretty much all the time we have for our local transfers. Thank you very much to Masebe Qhena, the Sokola Duma journalist. We appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you very much.
In keeping up with the theme over the past few weeks, we've been speaking to A.B. Rasimbi about the nitty-gritties about player transfers. He's an agent, he's the president of Liberate Resources Sports Management. A.B. Rasimbi, in today's episode, will tell us about fake agents, how to spot them, what to do when you're in a situation where you're with a fake agent. All right, A.B., let's talk about the players quickly. What should players ask? What kind of questions should players ask so that they don't get ripped off by fake agents?
No, actually, I think before players, they can sign with anyone or any agent. They also get some advices from the senior players, because you cannot just go and sign with somebody who is not even falling under any organization. Like here in South Africa, we have an organization, SAFIA, where you know that these people, they are representing players and they are laws that regulating SAFIA, but you cannot just go to anyone. But if you go to, I can talk openly about SAFIA, knowing that all of those people or all of us, we are regulated there. We know we have to adhere to some rules.
Mm-hmm. And is there a law or is there a deterrent for people who are purporting to be agents from SAFA? Does SAFA take action against people that are misrepresenting players?
Yes, because that's what SAFA, we are trying to talk to SAFA about that, because we don't want anyone to just come and say, he or she represented so and so to a particular team. Mm. We want everyone to be regulated so that whenever there is a problem, we don't want to be painted with a boy with the same brush, like somebody who's ripping off players or teams.
Great stuff as always. Thank you so much to AB Rasimpi. He is the president of Liberate Resources Sports Management. And now we move on to the story behind the story, the story behind SIA. Mamelodi Sundowns are currently speaking to their star player Kama Bilyat about his contract situation. We do know that his current contract is ending next year in June. There is a danger, of course, that with 6 months left in his contract, that will be in January 2018, he may sign a pre-contract with any other club. Now, to join us and speak to us about this matter, we're joined by Sokala Duma founder, Peter Tutoit. Peter, thank you very much for your time. How are you?
Pleasure, and I'm always good. So, the story behind this is an interesting one. It's a typical story that you'll see played around all over the world with big players at big clubs. And in a South African context, Mamelodi Sundowns is a big club, and obviously Kama Bilyat is a big player. So the situation, as I say, is typical. What happens everywhere is that a top player has got just over a year left of his contract, and from a player point of view, he's going, and his agent's point of view is, we need to maximize the income we can earn out of our next contract. And from the club's point of view, they want to protect their asset, they want to keep the asset, and they also want to make certain that they're not paying over the odds. So it's a cat and mouse situation. Both club and player and agent want the same solution here. They want the best of both worlds. And when you're getting both parties wanting the best of both worlds, the only time you end up getting a solution is when both parties make some kind of compromise. So where will the compromise be here? Obviously, Bilyat and his agent would like to see there being a situation where he can go overseas at a big club overseas with bigger money, and they know that that's not going to happen if there's a big chance of a huge buyout clause. So they will want, they'll sign an extension to the contract if they get more money from Sundowns, and I'd be pretty certain that Sundowns are happy with that. They'd give him more money to sign an extension to his current contract. But Sundowns quite rightly would say, well, we're not going to lower your buyout clause because you'd be able to walk. We want to maximize the money we make out of you. If we sell you, you're an asset. And you can understand Sundowns' point of view there. So that's going to be the stumbling block, really, is that what the buyout clause would be. And at the moment, the current buyout clause would be a stumbling block for a player who is now 26, turning 27. So how will this pan out? It'll depend on the interest from overseas that the agent receives around about this kind of period. Now, what's working against that is Bilyat is currently injured, so there's going to be zero interest from overseas from him right now. What's got to happen for Bilyat, and it'd be good for the club as well, is that he gets fit soon and he gets back to peak form very soon. The club will like that, the player will like that, and that will rekindle overseas interest. But he's got to be really flying to get a big deal at his age, or his next year's age, 27, at a big club, because Why would they pay huge money for a player that they really can't sell on after 2-3 years? So for me, it's a situation that we can see Billiard extending his contract at Sundowns, because the buyout clause, unless it's very, very low, is probably going to be a stumbling block for an overseas move. His other option, and this is a serious option, that he waits and he refuses to sign, and at the end of next season he walks for free, and that would open a whole lot of doors for him, even in big clubs in Africa and Egypt, Al Ahly, Zamalek, even the Tunisian clubs or the Moroccan clubs, and then certainly a host of clubs overseas. So this year is going to be a very interesting year for this Mamelodi Sundown saga. They both want the best of both worlds. No two parties get the best of both worlds.
Well,
on the same
deal. It's intriguing though, because one thing I'm picking up from what you're saying now is, and I'm asking the question, and probably the reader is a listener is asking this question, is how do you allow a situation where your star player gets devilishly close to 12 months into the last months of his contract? Does that mean that the club hasn't been working hard enough to try and sign him?
In some cases, that could be the case. In this case, and a lot of places in the world, that the club and the player and the agent both want to maximize their chances of earning bigger money, so much that it's in the player's and the agent's interest to sort of stall the deal closer and closer to a transfer window time to put themselves in a better negotiating position. I'm not saying that's happening at this particular time. The club may also be looking and saying, and I'm not saying it's happening here either with Sundowns, well, look, is he really worth the kind of money he's wanting? He's injured. Let's see if he recovers from his injury. So often it's a dancing game, and dancing games, sometimes the dance leads to problems. And in this instance, I don't think that they're stalling or they're letting it go. They've still got 6 months before they're in any danger period, because he can't negotiate with anybody legally. But believe me, in the football world, these things are happening left, right and center.
Well, it's an intriguing story, like I said. We'll be keeping an eye on it. We'll certainly get more word from you as the story continues. Peter, thank you very much for your time. That's Peter Dutoy, Sokala Duma founder. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Pleasure. Thank you.
All right, we're joined by Sokala Duma, international journalist. I'm quite excited to speak to the man himself. His name is Keegan Kruger. He's a Sokala Duma international journalist. We'll talk about international transfers. A lot of players have been linked with a lot of teams. We're talking about Fabinho. We're talking about Sanchez, Marco Verratti. Fabinho, for me, is a surprise. A lot of people wouldn't know him. You would know him. He's played in the UEFA Champions League, AS Monaco. What's happening there? What's the story? Who has he been linked with?
Fabinho, yeah. So there's been a lot of talk coming out that he is one of Mourinho's, one of the players on his wish list. And so Fabinho's a midfielder, can fill in at right back. Apparently has played across the back line, I think everywhere except left back we've seen him around. But there's been talks going around that he is on that wish list. There's been no formal bid for the player as of yet. There has been news coming out as well that there has been a bit of a transfer turn in that, where Mourinho would prefer to have Nemanja Matic at Old Trafford. Now, it will be very interesting to see if Chelsea will allow Mourinho to take one of his old players across. Selling directly to a strengthening arrival, which is going to be interesting to see. It's something that English clubs don't usually do and sort of try and avoid. But it's come out that Mourinho would like to work with Matic again. He knows the player obviously very well. And that would be his first prize over Fabinho. Obviously, if something doesn't come along those lines, then Fabinho would be the next player.
It's very interesting though that you would throw Matic into the hat, but that is the rumor that is going on around, and we can't deny that. Another person that has been linked with a rumor, it's been an ongoing saga, it's dragged on. Sanchez is not happy seemingly with Arsenal's being number 5 and playing in the Europa League next season. He feels like he's an achiever. He wants to play for UEFA Champions League team. What is happening there, Keegan? Who is Sanchez being linked with at the moment?
So Sanchez has been linked with the primary has probably been Bayern Munich. Okay, and that's probably down to the fact that he has an international teammate with Arturo Vidal playing with him. So I'm pretty sure there's a lot of whispers in his ear. But another thing is Pep Guardiola is a massive fan of him. And and would like to bring him to Manchester City. It's going to be interesting to see if that materializes, because we have seen Arsenal sell their best players to Premier League rivals before. I don't think this one will go for as cheap as some of the others have gone for. There will be a hefty price tag on this, because seeing that he is their best player.
And I'm already thinking along the lines of Bakary Sagna, Kolo Touré, Emmanuel Adebayor, that it's no strange thing for Arsenal to sell directly to their rivals.
Exactly. Samir Nasri was another one. You know, you had
Gael Clichy.
Sagna went on a free across the road. So
what does this mean, though, to Arsenal fans then, who may be listening to us? What does this mean about their team selling directly to their rivals? Are they accepting that they can't contend for the title?
It's very difficult to say, but I would be worried if I was an Arsenal fan, because the club is known to do it. It's the same board that has done it in the past, and this board could do it again, could allow one of their players to leave to a rival club. It is every possibility. The player has said, though, he would like to stay in London. There's quotes around, and that is a fact. Now, could that be cryptic? Does London mean Chelsea, maybe? If they were coming in for him, would he be interested in the move there? I don't think, obviously, Spurs, I don't see him making that move to Spurs, so I think they're out of it. It's either going to be staying at Arsenal for one more year, or he could be on his way out.
Oh, well, Tottenham Hotspur are playing in the Champions League. We move right along then to another Champions League playing side, PSG. They have a midfielder called Marco Verratti. He's been linked to a move away to a major club called FC Barcelona in Spain. What's going on there? What do we know? How concrete is that story?
So that story has been floating around for a couple of weeks now, and it seems to just be getting stronger and stronger as the days pass. The player wants to play for a championship-winning team. He wants a team that will be up there when it comes to Champions League medals and big European ties. And he's being sort of tipped by the Barcelona bunch to being possibly Andres Iniesta's long-term sort of replacement. So Barcelona are talking him up. The player is talking as he wants to leave, and he's looking for a bigger challenge. I think this is a story that should be followed closely, this transfer window. I think this could happen. I really do think this could happen. It's all going to come down to the fact that what has Barca's new coach maybe promised Iniesta come to game time and things like that. And if maybe Verratti is happy with less game time this season to sort of build himself for the long run at Barcelona. We all expect that he's a quality player. He should be able to just fit into the team and, you know, play every single game. But I don't think especially Barca, don't really work that way. They do rotations. We have seen it. And sometimes a player's game time gets cut quite a bit when you do go to a big club like Barca.
And that is precisely what we invited Keegan about for. We were speculating about things. Now we're no longer speculating. There are done deals at Manchester United, at AC Milan. Just update us on that. We're no longer speculating. Now we're talking about things that have happened.
Yeah, so AC Milan have done a bit of business. They've got Andre Silva, the Porto striker, that's moved across.
And then United as well has signed a defender.
United have signed a defender. Lindelof has arrived, and he's done his medical and that. So that's done and dusted. We're expecting a few more to pop in, I think, across the rest of this week now, because with the international breaks done, I think we can see some of those sort of 90% deals actually turn into 100% deals and being confirmed.
That's an exciting prospect for us and the listeners. Thank you very much for your time. Keegan is a Soccer La Duma international journalist. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening, folks. I hope you enjoyed our transfer show. It's been a pleasure to host it with you. All right, you can also listen to our big interview where we spoke to Duncan Crowe, who is the Ajax Cape Town Youth Development Coach, where we were talking about the fact that they defeated Real Madrid and Manchester United. And you can read our latest newspaper for more CS stories. That's us for the week. See you next week for more information about player transfers.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.